Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkey says it will continue to target U.S. allied Kurdish fighters on the Syrian frontier near its borders, despite mounting international pressure on the Ankara government to stop the artillery bombardments. Middle East scholar Peter Bechtel tells VOA this could be a problem for the U.S., which has good relations with Turkey for the most part and also is backing the Kurdish fighters in Syria who are fighting the Islamic State militants.
Not just rhetorically, but militarily, as far as we know, and for all I know, logistically as well. And the United States has apparently persuaded the government of Saudi Arabia to deploy some of its fighter aircraft to interdict Air Force Base, which has been a major NATO resource for several decades, and that's inside Turkey, to persuade them to have some skin in the game.
Turkish Foreign Minister Melvin Cavusoglu says no decision has yet been made on ground forces against the Islamic State, which some analysts say could dangerously widen the multifaceted conflict. Authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo briefly detained prominent opposition figure Martin Fayulu Sunday, 2 days before a called a general strike designed to pressure President Joseph Kabila to step down from office. Mr. Kabila is legally required to step down in December from 15 years in power. Fayulu, president of the Engagement for Citizenship and Development Party, was held briefly for incitement to public disorder. Citizens are being asked to stay home Tuesday to demand elections to be held within the constitutional deadline. This is VOA News.